Good morning. Thank you so much for tuning in to Mesilla Valley Better Together. My name is Joey Hernandez. Thank you so much for tuning in, and especially to our friends in Deming, TRC, and all throughout Southern New Mexico. We're reporting live today for Classic Rock 98.7, as well as for our friends on Cool 104.5, The Rhythm of Cruises. You can also find us on our AM frequency, AM 570. Today, we got a special guest joining us in the studio. We always enjoy when he stops by. Joining us from the Bureau of Land Management, we got a good friend, Bill, with us. Good morning, sir. How's it going?
Hey, good morning. Boy, this weather here in New Mexico is something else.
I tell you, it's windy one day, sunny the next day, cold, and the next thing you know, we might get snow. You just never know.
Well, speaking of weather, that's why I'm coming to talk to you about.
So we got something pretty special, and the reason I mentioned Classic Rock, because, of course, we got something special, especially for Luna County, correct?
That's correct. The residents of Luna County, listen up. I don't know if you remember back in over the years, you know, in 2013, it was a big flood we had. And then in 2020, we had a big flood. And that was because of the torrential monsoons that we had in September here in southern New Mexico. Over the past several years, they've kept records of flood records. And so one of the things that happened back in the 1950s and 60s was they made what was called detention dams. And those were earthen dams that were designed in the watershed to hold back storm flows. And over a period of time, you know, here at the Bureau, one of our things is we are actually charged with maintenance and repair on public lands.
Okay.
And so a large asset improvement project was begun, and it was called Starvation Draw there in Luna County. And these are five earthen dams that we have identified. They're adjacent to the Cooks Range Wilderness Study Area. And three of those dams are BLM dams, and two of them are administered by the state of New Mexico State Land Office. Well, they're about 20 miles northeast of Deming. And you can only get there by Highway 26 or on several of the unpaved Luna County resource access roads, you know. So there's minimal maintenance been provided to keep the structures upkeeped over the years. And so what we've designed a plan. We've done an environmental assessment, and we're looking to actually maintain and improve these earthen dams. We call it reclamation. Well, a lot of people get twisted around the axle and think we're destroying these dams when actually we're not.
Okay.
The alternatives that we've come up with, there's three alternatives. There's a alternative, which is going to be the improvement. B is going to be a maintenance, and C is going to be do nothing at all. We're asking the public to help us choose and decide, make our decisions better, because it's your land and mm-hmm. we just manage it. So we want the public's input. So what we're doing is we're having a 30-day public comment period starting today, February the 13th, and it's going to run all the way through to the end of to March 17th.
Okay.
And we want to take your comments, look at the plan, read the alternatives and what they curtail, and it's you go to eplanning.blm.gov. In other words, the e-planning site. You click on the State of New Mexico, Las Cruces District, and you can pull up the project, which is called Starvation Draw.
Okay.
We're going to have links to this on our Facebook page. We're going to have links to this on our BLM State webpage, so people can actually go and click to it if they can't remember to go to e-planning. But, you know, this project is going to ensure that these dams are going to provide for the years of service, controlling the stormwater and just sustaining the watershed health that's in the area.
Okay.
Because without these five earthen dams, if you look back over the last 100 years of history in Luna County and Deming alone, the floodplain situation, if you didn't have these earthen dams, if they were to collapse, then you the town of Deming would be underwater pretty much. Just think about what happened back last year in Ruidoso after the fires, the torrential monsoons that came, you know, that caused the flooding. Well, the same thing can happen anywhere in southern Mexico. That's why I referenced back to 2020, you know, when you had 5 inches of rain there in Deming, it caused flooding. In 2013, you had 7. So we were asking the public to take a look at this and help us to rehabilitate these dams, you know.
Okay. And, of course, this is, like you mentioned, too, this is one of those important factors, especially when it comes to, you know, when we get into monsoon season and the amount of rain that we can accumulate could be something that could be just as far as when it comes to damage of properties and damage of roads and a lot of things, especially with the amount of waters that could hit. Because we, like we said earlier, when we first started is you never know. It could be sunny today and then we can get a lot of rain later tomorrow or never know the next day.
Exactly. You know, it's hard to believe. A couple of days ago, it was 80 degrees.
Yeah, I know, right?
I needed a jacket this morning. I felt cold for the first time in southern New Mexico. But one thing I wanted to reiterate, you know, even though we have these three options that are available, each dam is going to be looked at differently. So, you know, dam one and two, option A might be the best fit. Dam three, maybe option C, and, you know, and dam four and five, maybe option two. So, you know, each dam is going to has its own different set of criteria because they're all different heights, different acreages, and have different surrounding things that contribute to how the water is going to flow.
Okay. So as far as for those that are in Luna County, especially the residents of Deming, this is very important for you to be able to give that input. And starting, of course, today, you can now. And so give us the dates again for as far as for public input. So starting today until when?
Starting today for public review, you can go on to eplanning.blm.gov. And it runs between February the 13th today through March 17th.
That's okay.
Through a 30-day comment period to actually participate.
Excellent. So that way you guys have all the information that you need. And once again, reminding you to also give the BLM a follow on Facebook today, because I'm sure you'll have the links and other information for people to be able to connect to those, especially those in Luna County.
Correct.
So make sure you give them a follow today on social media. And if anyone has any questions, they can always give a call, correct? If those that are listening right now or those that are tuning into, you know, Classic Rock 98.7 and they want to know more, they can give you guys a call, correct?
Send us a message on Messenger. Stop by our office. You know, there's always people there can direct you. You can talk to you face-to-face or you can give us a call and at our office and you'll be directed to the assistant district manager, Don McClure. He is the project manager for this, and he can provide you lots more information.
Excellent.
If you need it.
Perfect. Of course, we're keeping you informed. Of course, there's a lot of coverage, and I know in the past, your last visit, we did talk a little bit about just how much coverage the Bureau of Land Management covers. And I mean, we're now talking into Luna County. We talk about just all the areas that, you know, you particularly cover. And I think it's important to get this information out to those residents out in that area.
This is a historic investment in the protection and maintenance repair because, you know, it's a $3.6 million project.
Yeah.
And that's all funded by the Great American Outdoors Act. It's our last stab, you know, at the administration funds that were earmarked. And so, you know, we're trying to make this investment. It's to do the repair needs that you need to actually, you know, just... It's very critical for the public infrastructure,
okay.
You know, such as Starvation Draw. And, you know, these dams, they could fail and then look at what we're looking at, you know. So we're trying to encourage a release of the water that gives a more natural flow as opposed to a massive, massive amount. So the dams do their part and then it will regulate the flow of the water.
Having these conversations now so we're not having any other conversations in the future.
That's definitely good.
So we want to make sure that we're having those conversations now. Again, public comment begins today and you can learn more again. I encourage you strongly, you don't have to have a Facebook page. You can give them a follow, search for the Bureau of Land Management on Facebook and there you'll be able to get more details. And of course, you guys can always catch Bill as of course he makes his visits with us, particularly for our friends in Luna County. Wanted to make sure that we get the word out to them to let them know what is going on and what is upcoming in their area. Again, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us. It's always a great time you visiting us. And like I said, the weather just, we don't know. You might leave the studio right now. It's going to be hot. Don't know. It changes.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's, the monsoon comes early.
Right. You know? I mean, we never know these days. I mean, it's like, oh, it decided to rain today. You don't know. Again, thank you so much to our guest joining us today, Bill from the Bureau of Land Management. And of course, again, follow them on Facebook. As well as for us, you can follow our stations on Facebook. You can always search for Classic Rock 98.7 or their website, theclassicrockstation.com. Cool 104.5, the Rhythm of Cruces, as well as on our AM frequency, AM 570. And of course, you can follow that website as well at 104.5coolfm.com. My name is Joey Hernandez for Mesilla Valley Better Together.